Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's weird because, like, if you thought on this show, like, if you voted on who would be a stalker.
No.
Of our cast. Wait, I didn't even say anything yet. I'm just saying that.
You're already setting up my story to be bad. Can I just tell my story without your introduction? Please.
I was gonna say you'd be the person not on the list, but go ahead.
See, what's your story, Debs? I can't with you. Okay, so I'm at a park over the weekend. It's a beautiful day, sunny. I had some food, my book, my beach chair, and a really, really nice view of the water, right? Life is good. Then, this annoying couple comes over. It's a man and a woman, right? They sit right in front of me, like right blocking my view of the water. And they're talking all loud and they're like being extra with the making out and stuff. And I'm like, oh God, please, can you just like leave?
Let me guess. It was an entirely empty area and they had to pick the one spot to sit right in front of you.
Absolutely.
Awful.
Thank God they didn't stay long. They left, right? Yeah. Then this lesbian couple comes over. Love them. They're like really, really sweet. They sit in the same place, right?
They also block your view.
They block my view. But this time I'm not annoyed, right? Because they're really, really sweet and they're like totally in love. They're not like over the top with it, right? And they were just sitting there like really, really cute. One woman was like, you know, lying down on her back and the other woman was like sitting up. So she had her head in her lap. It was just the sweetest thing. It was just really, really nice. And so I'm like, this looks like such a beautiful moment, right? And if they saw how cute they would, they'd want like a picture, right? So I'm thinking to myself, should I, a stranger, take a picture and then like go over and give it to them?
Really?
So
okay.
I thought that.
Oh, God.
What would you all have done?
What would I have done?
Yes.
I would not have taken a picture and I would not have... Well, maybe I would have taken a picture, but I wouldn't have walked over to them.
To give it to... But there was no point in me taking the picture because I didn't want it. I'm thinking as a couple, like, there are moments that you're not allowed to, that you can't capture yourself. Somebody else has to.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
But, and I felt weird about it, but I was like... This is such, and the water was in the background of that. It was just a beautiful picture.
I'm sure
now,
it was.
Yeah.
You could get away with walking up to him and saying, hey, look, I took this great picture of you. Would you like it? If I walk up to a couple and say, hey, look, I was just having to take this picture of you. Would you like it?
Awkward.
They'd be like, okay, let me see every picture on your camera roll.
I know.
Including the secret camera roll.
Yeah.
And please get away from me.
But I would be, I would have said, like, here, I want to send this to you and I will delete it off my phone. Like, I wasn't, you know.
Yeah. And that's the thing, Pebbles, knowing you and the person you are and how, you know, you're such a nice person and giving and all that. We get it. So,
but they don't know me.
Right. So the fact that they don't know you, it definitely seems a little sketchy. But I will say for me, because you've done this to me before.
I have.
I was with an ex-boyfriend and we were on...
stalking you?
No, listen. We were on our boat cruise, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yep.
This was years ago. We were on our boat cruise and we were like, we had a moment. We were kind of like on the edge of the boat looking over into the water.
It was really cute.
It was really cute. And Pebbles, I will say to this day, it's one of my favorite pictures.
I know.
I think that's ever been taken of me. And Pebbles sent it to me. Like, I think it was even the next day. I don't even think he sent it to me that night. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, that was so sweet. I'm so happy you captured that moment. It went right up on social media.
Yeah, that's great when a friend does it.
Right. It's a different story. Right?
This is when the eye test comes in, Pebbles. Again, I always say it. I'm like, you got to make sure you don't look creepy when you're in public because you can get away with coming up to someone and saying that and they'll be like, oh my God, she looks innocent. Of course, I would love that. I believe your story. Now, let's say a guy who might have been working construction earlier and he was like all sweaty and he had work boots on and he had like dust on his on his face and dirt on his fingers. And he happened to lay down and was like, I just need to take a little break and enjoy the water. And he sees a lesbian couple in front of him and he goes up and goes, excuse me, ladies, reeking of cigarettes and goes, I just saw this amazing picture. You know, I just had to take this picture of you guys.
Good point.
Would you like it? He's going to get arrested.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I know.
I'll tell you.
But it's the context. It's who's taking the picture.
Yes.
There's a lot of variables involved.
But so did you do that? Did you end up doing it or?
No.
No.
I didn't.
No.
And the weird thing is I keep thinking about it. Like, I really wish that I had done that.
Yeah.
But then again, I could have ended up in jail for, you know. Or I had a restraining order
So you never did take the picture, or do you still have it? Do you have a picture?
No, I don't have it.
Mira's dying to see this couple.
Leroy was asking for it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.